A common theme in the discussion of jobs and reviving the American economy is how much automation contributes to a lack of human job opportunities. Back in 2012, Marketplace Morning Report host David Brancaccio drove coast to coast tracking jobs lost to machines, software, and algorithms. That series was called Robots Ate My Job. But now, 5 years later, a more hopeful look at what humans can do about it. The new series is called Robot Proof Jobs, and it launches next week. Here's David with more. Hi, David.
Hey there.
All right, so tell me what you did for this series. Last time, for people who don't know, you drove around the country in a car by yourself with the goal of not talking to any human beings. What did you do this time for this series?
Well, this time it's robot-proof jobs. I'm looking for the jobs right now in America that are more resistant to the robot incursion. But 5 years ago, it was Robots Ate My Job, and part of the deal there was, could I make it from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, without ever dealing with a human, transacting business with a human? So I got from the Atlantic to the Pacific because, you know, I was testing the idea that the U.S. economy may not need humans as much as it used to. And that is the direction that we may be headed.
So now we're on the hunt for places where the robots cannot intervene. What did you find? Are there robot-proof jobs?
Well, I mean, you can hear the inherent optimism in that question this time. We're drawing on some data put together by the McKinsey consulting firm that looked at just about every occupation in America and looked at the automation potential, looked at the pay, how many of these jobs are there in America. And I think it's a really interesting discussion. I mean, it's not all techie jobs. You don't just have to get a degree in one of the much vaunted STEM fields to be more protected. It could be some of the creative occupations. Musical composer. We went to Oberlin, Ohio and met with a composer where the chances of robotization, according to the data, is zero. An occupational therapist in Chicago. That's not going to be a robot anytime soon. Teachers. And then you have a category of American worker where society may not be ready to allow a robot to do the job. Police officer, for instance. I don't think we're ready for that. What about robot judge? People say, no, I'm not going to be judged by a robot judge, but what about in an arbitration or a mediation? There's artificial intelligence being developed right now to test whether or not software can mete out justice as well as a human.
I appreciate the hope springs eternal element of the jobs that robots can't replace. Nevertheless, it seems like this is a big policy conversation right now in the United States, right? Do you feel like with the conversations about globalization, trade, bringing jobs back from overseas, that the question of automation is being overlooked?
Yes, it's the discussion that's not happening. We're focusing on globalization, and that may be the story of the last 30 years. Moving forward, the next 10, 20, 30, 50 years may be about what technology is doing for the economy, but also doing to American workers. And we're going to have to figure out how do we train people to take the jobs that will persist. And there's some crazy public policy ideas floating out there. Stuff like Mr. Gates, Bill Gates, suggested a robot tax, something a former U.S. Treasury Secretary didn't like. We talked to him. There's also the idea that maybe we figure out ways that many more people can have a stake in the stock market so that when the robots increase the profits of a company by increasing productivity, even though that might hurt your wages, at least your stock portfolio will go up. So we take a look at some of these in the Robot Proof Job series, but that's not for a couple weeks, that part of it.
All right. Well, I'm going to be waiting for all of it with bated breath because you know this is right up my alley. Thank you, David.
You got it.